Well, Mickey, 115-1, 5-10 points in it in the end. What did you make of that?
Well, look, Tom, first half, I suppose we were very, very, very happy at half time. We defensively very, very solid, and to go on 5 or 6 points up with playing against that breeze, we give ourselves a great platform, you know. And I think we're never any bother in that game, and we seen it out and made that pretty at the end. But we just don't know how to do and get 2 points on the board.
Yeah, as you said, suppose playing in that stiff breeze in the first half, quick 2 points, took a lot, you know, shot a few wides as well. And in fairness to the Monaghan defence, they did hold firm in that first half.
They did, aye, and I suppose we probably Declan got in goal and they gave away a good free. Look, they're never going to let you in their net too easy. We knew that, and we just didn't maybe put over enough of points again, Tom. We could have been further ahead, and that's something percentage wise we need to be taking more scores, you know, going into next week, that we're going to be, when the chance prevails itself, that we put it over the bar, you know.
Then they hit 2 quick points, and all of a sudden, you know, they were back in the game with the wind in their backs.
Yes, we put it probably defensively, maybe give the ball away twice for their 2 scores, you know, and they missed a few frees, but look, we got things going then, and yeah, tagged on maybe the next five or six scores against the breeze. So we're at half time, I think, no, we were very comfortable, and yeah, probably through the game we were very comfortable. Didn't look like it was going to go away from us at all. So we put on 5 subs there and took off some of our bigger players, you know, to rest for next week. So happy enough, Tom. Just a wee concern that we're not taking as many scores as chances show for us, you know.
Yeah, maybe goals in particular, you know. I think it's a team that of that calibre.
Yes, and we talked about that at half time, you know, when the goal chances come, we need to take it, and we had 3 or 4 again and only took one. Look, and going on now, it's probably just on the semi-final stages now, if you count next week us and Longford and our man Tyrone, and we'll have to hit the net once or twice there next week, and if we get to the final, you need to be scoring goals to win matches, and that's something we're just going to have to work on, Tom, in training as goals, and hopefully we can hit them at the right time, you know.
Yeah, because you're facing what we're hearing Longford beating today is going to be a wounded animal next week.
They are, I suppose. They've drew Armagh and Tyrone beat them 20 points to 10 or something today, so it's a big result for Tyrone, and I fancied that. I was saying to you during the week, I fancied Tyrone to beat Longford, and look, away from home next week is going to be a long journey down, Tom, and it's going to be a tough game, but I think if we get our own house in order and take the scores when the chances come up, you know, we can get to the final, and I suppose Armagh only beat Louth by a point today too, so Armagh's just got over the line, so it'll be another semi-final between Tyrone and Armagh. So listen, it could go anyway here. It could be long for Armagh, us and Tyrone in the final, so we just try to get our own house in order and get ourselves there and think about a final then when we get over the line next week, hopefully.